So before I introduce our next speaker, I want to say thank you to Katie Johnson Smith, who's in the Nerd Deluxe. She did a lot of the booking for tonight. Yay! And got some wonderful guests, like Ever, like Nikki, and also this next guest who was in the movie The Social Network. Maybe you heard of it. Yeah. She has a band called IMDb, that it's a pretty good movie. She has a band called The Mots Nouveau, and she will be in a movie coming out called Bloodsucking Bastards. This is Emma Fitzpatrick.
I wish I had like a poop or a vagina story, but alas. When I was 16, I was flat-chested, big bobblehead, even bigger perm, and it was like 2002, so that made no sense. But nobody had told me yet that I was supposed to hate myself. I mean, all the kids at school did, but my parents were like, you know, that I was wonderful, and they encouraged me to do all the things that I was good at, like show choir and debate and straight A's. And believe it or not, the nail in my social coffin was when one of the hottest boys in the senior class took me to the prom. And it wasn't even like a Carrie situation. We were actually going steady. Because Tom was, he was a nerd too, but he was also like a badass and like a partier. So he had all this social clout and this street cred, if you will. He had a bunch of tattoos. My favorite one was, it was like full graffiti font on his leg, and it was his initials, which were TB. And I tried to explain to him that that is shorthand for tuberculosis, but he was just so cool that he did not even give a shit, you know? And he had like a mohawk and like the gauged earring holes, and he did drugs. He was very cool. And I was not. So in hindsight, I believe that it was this like scandal of a relationship mixed with my unprecedented confidence that I had somehow inherited at this young age. And it ignited a flame in the hearts of 11th grade girls all across the land, especially at my high school. So it was like in 11th grade, high school became this war zone. You know, I was shoved into lockers and trash cans, and my life was threatened on a pretty regular basis, and I was loogied on at my junior prom. It was like the makings of an after school. No, don't feel bad. No. I'm awesome now. And I attribute a lot of this to, you know, the people that tormented me. It forced me to develop a sense of perspective and a deep empathy and this like shining personality. So, but these girls were bitches, and most of them were cheerleaders, if you can believe that. So what did I decide to do but mascot, naturally, for the championship game against our biggest rival? And because I couldn't think of anything more socially suicidal than sitting in an eagle costume on a bus for 2.5 hours, surrounded by all the people whose greatest joy was making my life a total hell, you know? So it should be mentioned at this point that I had only been to, like, a handful of sporting matches at this point in my high school career. So I really just, I didn't have any clue how this was supposed to go. And before the game even starts, the cheerleading coach is screaming at me, and she's pointing at the opposing team's sidelines furiously, and apparently there's like a cheer that the opposing squad does for the other team's fans to be, I don't know, to like be ridiculed or something. And so they're mid-cheer, and I start barreling across the field in the biggest bird feet. They're too big, like size-wise, and then they stand about 13 inches off the front of each foot. And I'm assuming this was to balance out, like, the 3-foot beak that was hanging out in front of me. And I'm staring out a little mesh black hole that's in the middle of the beak. And I'm looking down at this, like, blur of yellow that is my feet, trying to keep them from tangling in one another. And it's, like, at this moment that our squad goes rushing by me in the opposite direction. So I miss the first cheer. And I'm off to a horrible start. I get back to our side. I'm wheezing, and I tear off the bird head, and I go up to the coach, and I just say, have you guys ever washed this thing? Like, it smells so bad. It's like vomit and head sweat, and I can't breathe in here. And I'm thinking, like, I'm saved here. Like, game over for me. And she doesn't even look at me. She takes the head. She just, like, unloads a half a can of Lysol into the bird head. She hands it back. I put it on. And now it's, you know, it's vomit and sweat and Lysol. And I'm suffocating and super high. And it's, like, at this moment that one of the cheerleaders starts. She starts. And everything's through this tiny mesh hole, you have to keep in mind. Like, I can't see anything. And she starts screaming at me, push-ups. Push-ups, you idiot. We scored a touchdown. You have to do 7 push-ups. I'm like, I don't even know if I can do 7 push-ups not in a bird costume. Like, I get down in push-up position and immediately realize that, like, the length of my little arms is exactly the length of the beak. I can't even bend my elbows without the beak, like, digging into the dirt. So the coach just, like, rips me up off the ground, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And she points me over to the student section. She's like, go rile up the crowd or something. I'm like, what does that mean? And so I waddle over to the student section, and somebody must have tipped off the kids that I was the one in the suit. And immediately I get over there, and one of the, like, popular boys is shirtless, and he's got, like, an A on his chest or something. He's just like, you suck, you know, before I even got a chance to rile them. So, and I did suck, but I was trying, you know, and I didn't belong here anyway. And I don't know if it was, like, the heat or that I was super high, but I, in full bird regalia, I turned to, like, my student body, and I flipped him the bird. Like, really, just, like, knowing that it was wasted on them, you know, like, the humor of the situation. And then, like, something magical happened, and it's, like, the cheerleaders are all of a sudden in a circle around me, and they're chanting, it's time for the dirty bird. It's time for the dirty bird. I'm like, what's the dirty bird? Like, anyone, help me. And this girl's just like, dance, you fucktard. Like, I'm like, dance? Oh, well, I can dance. I've been watching a lot of TRL. I can dance. And I start dropping it like it's hot and shaking my tail feather and, like, twerking before twerking was even a thing. And all of a sudden, I look up, and, like, the whole student section is laughing. But not at me. They're, like, laughing with me. And they're dancing, and they're cheering. And it was as if with every birdie booty bounce, we were just, like, we were trading hate for love. And I learned that day that you cannot see color or creed through the beak of a bird. You know? And I only mascotted this one game. I was subbing for my friend, but for whatever reason, I am immortalized for all time in the 2002 HHS yearbook on the spirit page, in the bird costume with the head under one arm, and, like, a rock on sign, whatever. Just, like, smiling through the grind, you know?
Awesome. Emma, thank you so much.